This weekend in Cairo, Palestinian leaders will ask donors for $4 billion, in part to rebuild tens of thousands of homes and businesses bombed in the Gaza war. The rebuilding will take a lot of cement. To keep it from being used in Hamas tunnels, Israel has limited cement supplies to only approved projects. But some cement does manage to slip through the cracks, as NPR's Emily Harris found.
Gaza businessman Maher Abu Ghanema is trying to rebuild his currency exchange shop in Gaza City. It's slow going.
I need at least 3 tons of cement.
He found 1 ton, but that took 2 weeks.
Whatever we got is from the black market, and it costs 4 or 5 times higher than the original price. Plus, it's low quality.
There is a black market for cement in Gaza because it's not allowed in freely. Citing security, Israel's system has permitted only international organizations to bring in only pre-approved amounts for pre-approved projects, none to be sold in local shops. Last week, we went looking for cement in Gaza.
We're from American Radio. We're looking for cement. Do you have any cement?
No.
We don't have any?
No, I've never been through the black market. We cannot. Not even a single bag.
So we cross the street in search of contraband cement.
Hi, I'm Emily. We're looking for cement. Do you have any cement?
Emily Harris, my radio's NPR, Abu Bakr Bashir.
We
don't have any cement.
But we see a few half-hidden bags marked white cement.
Yes, they have some cement. Not very much. Actually, half a ton, actually.
Half a ton. That's 20 bags. Eventually, owner Amin Abu Khamir says he can often buy a ton or two a day. Some guy driving a horse cart brings it by, he says. That is all, he says, he knows. Israel isn't the only country bordering Gaza. Until smuggling tunnels from Egypt were mostly shut down last year, construction materials and a lot else came in underground. And big projects funded by the Gulf Arab country of Qatar delivered cement legally from Egypt, starting about a year ago.
Our grant covers many sectors, like housing, the roads, infrastructure roads.
Ahmed Abu Ras manages the Qatar-funded projects in Gaza. He says to make sales worth the while of the Egyptian exporting firm, he had to agree to buy more cement than his projects needed.
Now, what I can do with a lot of amount of cement, you know, after 2 months, it's expired. So that the excess of amount of cement, we handed it to the Ministry of Economy.
The Gaza Ministry of Economy, run at that time by the Hamas-led government. Abu Ras says the ministry tracked the cement, but clearly there have been several potential channels for cement to get to the private market or to militants. And now, Gaza needs more cement than ever before.
Obviously, we're going to a higher scale.
James Raleigh is the deputy UN special coordinator for the Mideast peace process. His office helped broker a new agreement under which Israel will allow much more construction material into Gaza than before and allow it on the private market. Only pre-approved contractors can participate. The UN will spot check around 5% of small private construction, but track every item brought in for big projects like hospitals. So how foolproof will this be?
To say anything is going to be 100% foolproof would be foolish.
But he thinks the system will meet Israeli demands to keep cement out of the hands of militants. Contractors will be disbarred from the program if cement, rebar, or other materials they sign off on are misused.
If you're a supplier from the West Bank or elsewhere and you're disbarred, that means you're going to lose a lot of money.
Ghazan Rafiq Hassouna says his construction company already lost tens of millions of dollars due to border restrictions. He thinks they should end, saying supervision did not stop militants from building concrete-lined tunnels used to attack Israel during the war.
Why not to open the border for material freely? You have now 7 years of supervision. Did you prevent Hamas to make its military construction? No.
UN officials hope the new rules may lead to fully opening Gaza's borders. Israel is not ready for that yet, but Israel's military chief of staff said recently that consolidating the ceasefire depends on improving Gaza's economy. International donors say they want assurances Israel will act on that before opening their wallets. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.